الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى نفسه عن الهوى، فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah Ta'ala gathered us here in a spiritual hospital, and such spiritual hospitals are the most necessary everywhere. If each one of us thinks the towns we are coming in, there is not one spiritual hospital. In the country, in the world, there are very few. For all other things, small things, there is all the facilities in the world, but for the most important, there isn't. And me and you are to blame for that, and we are answerable for that. And we have to see to it, everyone, the whole ummah, and particularly the ulama, that everywhere, not only one spiritual hospital, not only in Ramzan, not 2 days in a year, Islahi Jalsa, this has to be 24 hours, all the time they must be. And there must be the doctors and surgeons everywhere, all the time in these hospitals. We are to blame for it. This was alive in the ummah, it was rife in the ummah, and today we are negligent of it. Today we have become medical doctors. Ulama have become medical doctors. We have to be the spiritual doctors. We have completely lost our sight of our direction. What we have to be doing, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Some advisors of also, we must not forget the 5 points which are discussed always here about our aqaid, and all the time we must be concerned. Our beliefs must be correct. Our iman must be correct. If we have lost our iman, it's a total failure, disaster. Well, such a disaster we can't imagine. Second, our ibadat, not only casual namazis, all our ibadat must be in order. Our business dealings must be according to Islamic rules and regulations. We have to learn it, we have to practice it. Our muasharat, our social etiquette, our relationship with our families, our neighbors, everyone else, we have to know what Islam teaches us in that, and we must act accordingly. And then our akhlaq and our character. And unfortunately, in all these departments, if we check, if we really analyze it, we'll see we are at zero. And time is already gone. When maut can come at this moment to any one of us, time is gone and we're still not doing anything. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Get these kitabs, take them with, study them, ask questions about them, find out about them, and inshallah we correct our lives. Hazrat Sayyid ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala Jumahi was a very, very great sahaba of the caliber and of the company of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As we will see, that he was a man of the caliber that he, what advices he gave to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So he was a very great man, and his each advice is so important to all of us. The first he told Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Umar, make sure that your actions correspond to your words. There mustn't be a difference between what you say and what your actions are." Now who could go and tell Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and how much must be in him that he could say this? And he said, only those words have effect if the actions correspond to the words. For that is a great, great lesson for us, especially we who do public speaking. And for everyone, even if we do at home, with the wives we speak, if we got actions in with our words, then it will have effect on them. So we all must endeavor that what we speak, our actions must correspond. And also, very important, we get bluffed, we think. Like that, you'll ask any alim, ask me, I'm all right. I have to make other people right. But how much am I right? I'm totally wrong, and I think I'm right. All of us think we're all right. That's why we're not doing really anything to correct our lives, because we're all right. So that was his first advice. That see, and he's telling Hazrat Umar, can there be any doubt in our minds that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's actions don't correspond with his words? There is no doubt. But what is required of this, the depth of it? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. The second advice he gave to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Umar, do not fear the people with regard to the commands of Allah. What Allah's commands are, execute them. Don't fear what people will say. They'll criticize. They will mock. They will do things. Don't have that fear. And fear the people, fear Allah with regard to the rights of the people. To fulfill the rights of the Amirul Mu'mineen. So you have to fulfill the rights of the people. Fear Allah with regard to that. Don't fear the people when executing the rights of Allah. And fear Allah with regard to the rights of the people." Thirdly, he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "You are Khalifatul Muslimin. You are responsible for the whole ummah. So see to all who are near and who are far." Near and far, both ways. Physically, people who are staying around you here, and the Islamic Empire had gone to 2.25 million square miles, not kilometers. 2.25 million square miles. Where and where are the people in the ummah? Keep in mind, everyone, you are responsible. That lady that was out in difficulty, she told that she has come to meet Amirul Mu'mineen, and that she's not seeing to us, we are in distress. Hazrat Umar said, how will he know? He said, when he's our Amirul Mu'mineen, we must make sure he knows the condition of everyone. So similar to that, he told him. And it also means near and far, your family members. Don't only think of your close family people. Don't only think of Badriyin. Of course, the maqam, mashallah. Don't only think of the people of Medina who are near, but all. Even in family lineage, those who are far from you. Those who are in Abyssinia. Those who are in China. Think of everyone. That was the third great advice he gave. The fourth, he said, that what you like for yourself, for your children, your family, like it for the whole ummah. And what you dislike for yourself, your family, your children, dislike it for the whole ummah. And he told that hasten towards the pleasure of Allah. Always keep the pleasure of Allah. Today we keep the pleasure of the people, mustn't upset the apple cart. This one you must consider, that one you must consider. What the hal, ahwal is, we must say, no, hasten towards the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And in fulfilling the pleasure of Allah, he said, don't worry of the criticism of people. If you don't get criticism, you are offline. And when a person is offline, then he knows how he feels. You are offline. If you don't get criticism, you are offline. When Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali heard people are criticizing him, his bayans, he made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He said, Allah gave me a sign that I'm on the right path, that I'm saying the right thing. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should fear if any person was not criticized, then that person is guilty of mudahanat fi deen. He's not speaking out the truth. Then everyone likes you. But the minute you will speak the truth, people will dislike you. So that is a good sign that people dislike you. We must not be so worried about that. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. On one occasion, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah ta'ala, and he said, Oh Allah, show me the worst person in my ummah. Allah said, Oh Musa, when you go out in the morning, your eyes on the first person they fall on, that is the worst person in your ummah. So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went out, the first person he saw was a person walking with a little child on his shoulder. And they were going. So he said, Acha, this is the worst person in my ummah. At night, he made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, show me the best person in my ummah, who is the most pious, righteous, the best person. Allah said, Oh Musa, after Maghrib, sunset, when you go out, on whom your eyes fall the first, he is the best person in your ummah. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went out, to his utter amazement, the same person again. So, conundrum. I can't understand. It's a big problem. He made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, in the morning who was the worst person in the ummah you showed me, and at night you show me the same person is the worst person. There's some mix up here. Some mistake. No mistake. It can't be a mistake. Allah said, Oh Musa, when he went out in the morning with his little child and this little 2 years, blabber all the time. And the questions don't come to an end. Why this? Why that? And if we ask them, because. Anything you ask them, because. It's also international that. All children know their answer. They came from their mother's womb with that answer. Like some people you ask, Anyas, we don't know. Anything you can ask them, we don't know. It's across the board, they just know that answer. So anyway, so they ask questions a lot. So he asked the question that when they were going, he was going to gather wood from the jungle for his firewood, etc. A huge, big jungle. The little, small, two-year-old boy, for him, it was too big. Oh, my Abba, my daddy, Abi, is there something more greater and bigger than this jungle? Father said, yes, there is. And that is the mountains. They are much more bigger, mightier and stronger. Just as we are passing, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of you every day make amal equal to the Mount of Uhud. The Mount of Uhud is a huge range, perhaps about 7-10 kilometers. And they said, Allah's Rasul, who can do that so much amal? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, all of you can do it. Subhanallah is equal to the Mount of Uhud. Alhamdulillah is equal to the Mount of Uhud. La ilaha illallah equal to the Mount of Uhud. Allahu Akbar equal to the Mount of Uhud. I hope you all will do it. What is it difficult to do that? You don't need wuzu. You don't have to face Qibla. You don't have to see if namaz time is in. Awwal time, akhir time, shafi time, hanafi time. Nothing you have to worry. Just to read it. Allah give us all tawfiq. At least read it once now. Try and carry on. Tell our families what treasures Allah has given us. So anyway, he said the mountains are much more. So he asked, is there something more greater than the mountains too? He said, yes, the skies are even more greater. They are more mightier, weightier, stronger. Something more greater than the skies also? Then with a sigh in his voice, and he was sad to say, he said, yes, my sins are even more. Atirafi zunub is a very great thing, that we admit our gunas. and we realize, not think, we realize I'm the worst sinner. Hal mein tamam musalmanon mein Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. Of all the Muslims in the world presently, Abdul Hamid, you are the worst. Not just to make myself, to get a praiser that he thinks himself very humble. You actually realize it. And that also shows when the times come when it shows whether it was just words or we were just thinking. Or maal ke etibar se, as far as maut is concerned, tamam janwaro aur kafiro mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. You are worse than the animals and the kafirs also. Because we don't know that kafir might accept Islam last minute. And many people do that. And many people, Allah save us, lose the iman last minute. Allah protect us. Allah have mercy upon us. And the animals got nothing to worry. There will be just adla badla. Whatever they did, revenge taken. And they'll turn into dust. No jahannam for them. No displeasure of Allah for them. So we have to think. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So he said, my sons. Then the son asked, is there something more greater than your sons also? Now with a sparkle and a happiness in his voice, he said, yes, the forgiveness of Allah is even more greater. One alim told me that he asked his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sabra, many times we get very worried what our mort will come. Will it come on iman or not? He says, when the thoughts come, then we just read the hadith that katabtu ala nafsi, that my rahmat will overpower my anger, and my rahmat inna rahmati wasi'at kull shay, and my rahmat will overpower everything. Then a person won't lose hope. Allah's mercy is so great, and we make effort in that direction, Allah will show His mercy. So Allah Ta'ala said, when he said that my forgiveness is so vast, I forgave him all his sins, and not only forgave his sins, I changed all his sins into good deeds. That is the great mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, those people who do that, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَسَامًا. All the big gunas of murder and adultery, all terrible gunas, who will do those gunas, يَلْقَ أَسَامًا, they are guilty of sin. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَسَامًا. And then they are found guilty, they are sentenced also. They are already sentenced to the punishment. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُحَانًا. The punishment will be multiplied on the day of Qiyamah. And they will stay in Jahannam خَالِدْ يَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُحَانًا. And disgraced and humiliated they will be in Jahannam. After even being found guilty, sentenced already, Allah still keeps an exception. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ. While we have got chance, still the maut didn't come. Those who make tawbah. And now, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if the desire of tawbah comes, don't think I'll make tahajjud time today. Don't say I'm going for umrah, I'll make by the Kaaba Sharif at Multazam. No, make it immediately. And nobody will know. You are sleep, lying in bed at night. Your wife is next to you. And you think, what gunas I have done. And you make tawbah. She won't know a thing. But you have become a wali of Allah. You might be sleeping in an apart state of committing adultery. But now you are making tawbah. You haven't still taken a bath, but you have become the wali of Allah. As soon as a person makes sincere tawbah, Allah puts the crown of wilayat on his head. Now don't remove the crown. Allah has put it. Now yeah, also nobody will know. But sincere we make tawbah to Allah, Allah will put the crown of wilayat on our head. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawbah. Illa man tab wa aman. Fix up our iman. Put our house in order. We worried of everyone else. Our own iman is deplorable. It's not only weak, it's sad. What the condition? وَآمَنَا وَعَمِلَا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and do lots of good deeds. Read, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. What a great deed. A person who reads this, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, like in autumn, how the leaves fall from a tree. You just read it, and all your gunas are forgiven like that. Like the leaves falling from the tree. And in addition to that, this is from under the arsh of Allah. It is from the very top heights of Jannah that you have. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when you read these words, then yata'atafna bil arsh. They make tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَهُنَّ دَوِيٌّ كَدَوِيُّ النَّحَلِ, and they got a buzzing sound like the bees. I've got a buzzing sound. What is that buzzing sound? يُذَكِّرْنَ بِصَاحِبِهِنْ, that those who read that, they are praising them, boasting about them, praising them in the court of Allah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, don't you like that always you must be remembered by the in the court of Allah? Even after you did, your amal is closed now. But there it will still carry on. Right through, forever it will carry on. So you just read this words, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and they are gone already. Before they could finish coming out of our mouth, the farishtas have took them. They are making tawaf, and they are praising us, our name. What are we? But they are praising us by Allah Ta'ala. What a deen we have been given. Where we are in the sports, where we are in all hunting and fishing, and we are in aping the kuffar lifestyle. Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ulama of the ummat, warathatul anbiya, and what we are doing, where we had to be, what we are doing. We are kuntum khayra ummati. What are we doing? So, what was it? Jee, illa man tab, wa amana, wa amila, amalan salihan. Amali salih, why? So many things we can do. Allahu Akbar. A sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the greatest of amal? Al iman billah, wal jihadu fi sabilillah. Then he said, if I can't do that jihad, he came down, right at the end he asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't cause in harm to anyone. That's a great deed. Now what are we short of? That if you can't do anything, you can't even read subhanallah alhamdulillah, that also you don't want to do, then just don't harm anyone. And for that, just sleep whole day. Read your namazes on time and just sleep whole day. And you will be saving people from your harm. Still, if we don't, it's not that you'll kick yourself in the back on the day of Qiyamah, not that you will eat your fingers and then your whole wrist and your arm. What a deen Allah has given us. What opportunity, and we're not using it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, on this matter, he should say that in this world, if anyone does anything wrong, your worker steals from you 1 million rand, 2 million rand, your accountant, whoever, and you realize it, and you even think of forgiving him, and you forgive him also. But who is it in the world who will tell him, you stole 2 million rand, I will give you 4 million rand. Anyway, on record, even Hatim Tai, how generous he was. But anyway, that somebody who did that, Allah says not only that, إِلَّا مَنْ تَعَبْ وَعَامَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala will, all the gunas that they did, Allah will change them into good deeds. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be those fortunate people whose court cases with Allah will be taken in camera, in private. And then Allah will remind them, you did this guna, all the small gunas, this guna, and he'll have no reason to refuse. Nothing to refuse. He knows the evidence is there. I'm guilty. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, my friend, my banda, all these gunas I've changed into good deeds. Then he'll jump, he'll say, Ya Allah, I've got plenty big gunas. When he saw bazaar gharam hai maafi ki, that Allah is just forgiving one way, then only the small gunas Allah has mentioned. He said, I've got big gunas, they also must be changing, and Allah changes like that. And for any and everyone, this is the ayat of the Quran, ila yawmil qiyamah, and forever. Quran Sharif is forever. This ayat is forever. Nothing mansukh in the Quran. Today our ulama are saying, this is mansukh, that is mansukh. We got a new Quran Sharif. We got some other kitab to guide us. Quran Sharif is ila yawmil qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Our Shaykh puts it very beautifully that, yeah, in this world, husband forgives his wife, wife forgives the husband, boss forgives his work, whoever. The most they will do, and that is also very rare, they will forgive. But they won't say, now that you have stolen 2 million rand, I'm giving you 10 filling stations. And I'm giving you 20 farms. And I'm giving you 50 blocks of flats also. And this is nothing to what Allah will give. Why are we delaying? We should haste towards the forgiveness of Allah. Make sincere tawbah as we are sitting here. Then we have come to the Islahi Jalsa. And if we don't make tawbah and we go as we came, as we went for Hajj without namaz in our lives, no beard, woman, no farda, and we come back like that, we perhaps went to Paris or we went to Las Vegas or we went to Hollywood or Bollywood. We didn't go to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So if we came to the Islahi Jalsa, this is how we will go from here with the Tawbah. When we enter the house, wife will say, oh, I see a Farishta has come back. Hey, he's no more. When you went, you made sweet salam. And when the children are not around, you hugged and kissed. This never happened in my life. What is happening here? Where you went? I went Islahi Jalsa. My Islah has taken place. She will say, and the wife is the last person to give you an NOC, no objection certificate, that my husband keeps me very well. But if we make this tawbah, the sincere tawbah, the wife will also tell everyone else, send your husband also. And she'll ask, next week again, Islahi Jalsa. Say, no, next year, next year. Everyone will, when is it there? Khan, we make Islahi Jalsa in our town. Make it every day. Have a spiritual hospital in our town. Every day we must have it. Yeah, if we make tawbah and we change. Illa man tab wa amana. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, came out from his place of ibadah, and he ran to our Shaykh who was in his khidmat. He said, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar, ilm azim atahwa, Allah has given me some great knowledge. Why Allah forgives just one way? Allah is prepared to forgive. Wahshi, what guna didn't he do? Hazrat Hamza, Sayyidu Shuhada, he killed him. And how many other? Hinda, what kind of a woman was she? Allah forgave them and made them torch bearers. Abu Sufyan, arch enemy of Islam. Khalid ibn Walid, Umar ibn al-Khattab, went to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a sword unsheathed, open sword. Allah gave them all hidayah, and who Allah made of them. And thousands of people, millions of people in the ummah, why will Allah deprive me and you? But we just turn to Allah, and Allah will grant it to us. And we have to do it before maut comes. We have to do it before we get up from here. Now do it. Make our sincere tawbah to Allah. Promise that I will not go back to all these gunas. And then we go home, we will be a different, complete different person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And so easy. Allah Ta'ala says, what's the ayat? In the khutbah, the ayat. فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Only two things to do. Nothing, no big deal. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. That person who fears, I will have to stand in front of Allah. That we must fear. I'm worried of, I mustn't be diagnosed with cancer. That's a small matter. Allah save us all, protect us all. Heart problem I mustn't have. Triple bypass, quad bypass, all big these are nothing compared just the standing in front of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala will be in His Jalal on that day. When Allah Ta'ala, Limanil Mulkul Yom, for to whom the sovereignty belong today, Allah will say, Lillahil Wahidil Qahhar, only for Allah who is Qahhar, who overpowers all, whose might and power knows no limit on that day. And we don't fear that. I'm worried about, my wife I fear. This one person, his wife, what was her name? Rasha. And that also indicates that she was a very hard woman. He told his friends, and they all knew that there is petticoat government. She controls him. She hits him. She bosses him. He went out and told his friend that Rasha, she came on her knees to me. Rasha came on her knees to you. Impossible, never ever. He said, 100% she came on her knees to me. World has changed. If she has changed and she came on her knees, what happened? She said, I ran from her and I hid under the bed. And she came with the roding pin and on her knees to pull me out. So she went on her knees for me. So a woman can be like that. Malik Rafiq Mahaturan is one kitab that all talks of Dhammat ki nibawato. All jokes. One person, Mia Kharbu, he was a gangster in Dioban, long before Dioban Darul Uloom was established. So one night he was walking and he saw that in the woods, in the jungles he was walking, and there was a silhouette of a person who was going to attack him with his sword in his hand. So he said, please forgive me that you know my father, gangster, and the opposite party is gangster, that our fathers were very good friends and all that, and begging him everything. Just then the lightning flashed. And he saw, no, nobody standing there, just a branch. He said, you think I'm frightened for you? You come, see what I'll do with you. So like that, how we change suddenly. So this is our condition. And then he said that, I'm not afraid for anyone. So anyway, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what is the power? Allah, Al-Qadirul Mutlaq, Al-Qawiyul Aziz, and we have to stand. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مقام ربه. Do we ever think of that moment I'll be facing Allah Ta'ala? In the qabr, I'll face the farishtas, the angels, and I will be all alone. Nobody. I can't get QC, I can't get a junior lawyer, I can't get senior advocate, I can't get no one in the qabr. It's me alone. Even if husband and wife died together in an accident, Allah save us all. But they both qabr will be separate. Everyone will be to himself. One time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam entered the Masjid al-Nabawi and he saw some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum laughing and giggling. And he told them, if you remember your mort more, I won't see this that you are laughing and giggling. Today, the best company is the one who laughs for nothing, makes a stupid fool of himself, just laughing. Even in the aeroplanes, we hear sometimes some people sitting. Hardly anyone says, and they laughing it away. Anywhere else also. This is the ways of the kuffar, not our ways. So anyway, so this people who just laugh. People were laughing, Masjid Nabawi. Nabi Ali said, if you think of your qabr, think of it, how I will be. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a day that passes and the qabr does not announce that I am a place of wilderness. I am a place of death. I am a place of ants and worms and snakes and fire. And then the qabr says, when a person who was a wrongdoer, a disbeliever, he is made over to me, I tell him, of all the people in the world, the most hated you were to me. Now that you have come to me, you will see how I will deal with you. And then he presses him to the extent that the ribs of one side goes right into the ribs of the other side. We haven't got time now, but when Allah wants to, he shows it. Jamaat should go from Pakistan, paddle Jamaat, they should go from Pakistan, driving to Southampton in the UK. And from there, walking Jamaat for Hajj, 1 year to go through all the countries of Europe, and then 1 year to come back again. So they had drawn a lot of attraction. When they were in Germany, the university professors there went and checked out who are these people. People walking on our highways with all these long kurtas, turbans, etc. Something completely different it was. So just to make it short, when they went and sat in the talim, they were discussing about life in the qabr. Azab in the... So they said, according to them, we don't believe till we don't do our research and till we don't do our experiments. So they did. And they saw for themselves people that they buried when they opened the qabr after 3-6 days, the bones actually of some of those 6 people they buried in one qabr were completely one side of the ribs into the other side. At that time in the newspapers of the world, Europe newspapers, that Islam, the clouds of Islam over Europe. Islam, the only true religion, but Hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Allah shows his signs all the time. And if we don't think Allah is showing his signs, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look in yourself and you'll see the signs of Allah. Aren't your eyes the signs of Allah? Did your mother make your eyes? Did your father make your mother? What does, even if she's an optometrist, she can't make her own eyes. She can't look after. If your father is a cardiologist, he can't look after his own heart also. Who makes it? One Allah. Isn't that the sign of Allah Ta'ala? When Allah Ta'ala, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِدُونَ. But this ghaflet of us, Allah's signs are all everywhere, all around us, that I'm still living. Besides all my gunas and everything, that the blood is flowing in properly in my... Today on our roads, what laws we got traffic, how many traffic officers to control the traffic, and every day how many accidents. And our blood that is moving at what the speed in the body all the time. And everything for my eyes, what and what is working. For my ears, for my tongue, for everything of the body. And I'm here today at this age and still everything functioning. If this is not the sign of Allah. When Allah told Musa alayhi salam, خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. One imam was making namaz. And while making, outside somewhere they were reading, and a snake came on the place of sajda. And he was reading these ayahs. And then he got stuck. He completely, a snake there. So he wasn't reading. So from the back they're giving him, they're correcting him. خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Catch it and don't be frightened. But he can't hear, he can't see. He's, you know, خُذْهَا وَلَا. He say, tell your father to come and catch it. You say, I'm going to catch the snake. But when Allah told Musa alayhi salam, you catch the snake. سَنَعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. We will change Allah's qudrat, that a living snake and all the anatomy of the snake, the eyes, the brains, everything a snake also, what and what, it became a stick, dead thing. And then again you throw your stick down, a dead stick became a live snake again. What is the qudrat of Allah? And when Fir'aun was behind Musa alayhi salam, and they complained, you sandwiched us between Fir'aun at the back and the deep blue sea in front. He said, Kalla, never ever. The inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. Allah will show me my way. And what way Allah showed him? Take your stick and hit it on the water. What will me and you say? At least go and hit Fir'aun on his head if you can get to him. Well, that will help. Where is this is going to help you hit on the water? This is what is called Iman and Yaqeen. Musa alayhi salam didn't doubt one bit. He hit it and 12 paths were made immediately. And when Fir'aun came with his army, all were drowned in that. Our Iman must be on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the fear of the life. So then Nabi, the qabr, it presses the people like that. And when a person, and then 72 snakes are let loose on that person. Imagine today we can't think of a snake. If I just anywhere, I think of a snake, not long ago in Lanesia, a person driving, and one lady, Malawian lady working for somebody, the car came and knocked her and she flew, meters she flew away. All what was it? The driver thought there's a snake in the car. And he lost control of the car and he hit her. And she flew. Just he thinking of a snake. And when the actual snakes were, and not dunya snakes, akhirat snakes. And one drop of that poison of the snake is to come into the world. Not a blade of grass will grow in this world. Grass is very hardy. We know we got our pavers, we got our tiles, and in between grass grows. You put your diesel, you put your other chemicals to kill that grass, but yet it grows. But one drop of that poison, in order to keep our houses smart and our pavers and no grass must come, no weed, perhaps we will wish one drop of that poison comes in this world. So that at least, because we just worried of our dunya, then all our pavers can be in order, our tarmac or whatever, the grass won't come and cause cracks there, etc. One drop of one snake of the 72 snakes has to come into this world. Hey, not a blade of, and they are there to poison, to bite you. And we don't perhaps really comprehend it, but the poison of the snake, very, very painful. What is a mosquito bite which we can't endure? A wasp, hey, we can't endure that. What will be the snake bite of this dunya? Hey, the pain of it, and akhirah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, finally at the end, the graduate, the degrees that a mu'min needs is fear of Allah. That is the degree. We don't need university degrees. Yeah, you get the height of the education in university is you get your PhD. And what is that? That you get permanent head damage. And this is no pun or playing on the word actual, really. When actually permanent head damage has been done, they give you a PhD. A matric certificate is given to a student in about 94, right? Roughly there, 95, 96. There was a program governed from the government side. And in there the question came that why do we still teach Shakespeare at school? Old English, Victorian English, thee, thou English, nobody speaks that. You want to become a doctor, engineer, all the books are written in modern English. Why are we still teaching old Victorian English through Shakespeare? And the English, if you don't pass English, you fail your whole matric. And in English, the most mark is for literature. And in literature, the most mark is for intensive study of Shakespeare. So if you don't study Shakespeare day and night, and all that, what is that indoctrination? They did not mince their words. They did not hide. They say when we give a matric certificate in somebody's hand, we are convinced that he has got in that time, the 90s, a modern Western Christian mind. That is what the matric certificate. Now the matric certificate is given to those people that they are convinced that he has got a modern Western atheist mind. Then you get your, for that we are so proud. And for that, what efforts we make, and what sacrifices. And we got Quran and Hadith. Allahu Akbar. What are the ulum of our, just the words of our akabir and aslaf. They wipe you off your feet. Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif. That is what we have to go in day and night. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. One thing is required, have the fear of Allah. I'll be standing in front of Allah. I'm going in my qabr. And Allahu Akbar. These are things that should make our beards go white. It should make us bend so much that we are continuously in a state of ruku. I have to face Allah. I have to cross pul sirat, a journey of 1500 years, 1500 years. What have I got that is going to take me over there? And Ulama have explained that when a person will have succeeded and covered 70%, three quarter of the way to Jannah, and then comes the test of ghibat, which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi say, none of our gatherings of the learned and the pious are also empty of ghibat. There, because of the ghibat, they will have fallen down. Illa man tab, who made tawbah correctly what is required. Otherwise there, and where you fall, when you fall from the bridge, from the pul sirat, directly into Jahannam. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, when he used to make bayan at this junction, he should stand up from his feet. And he should say, Are mare, mere bhaiyo, oh my brothers, that be careful, we all have to pass pul sirat. People will be falling, it must not happen that people tell us, you told us of good things, how you landed in Jahannam. How come you were guiding us, you were advising us all the time. What made you land in Jahannam? And then we will say, yes, what I told you I did not practice. I did opposite of what I was telling you. And this is a serious matter. So all this, the qabr's life, getting up on the in front of Allah, when إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَ خَافِذَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً. You'll be divided in three groups. وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ. The people on the right side, Allah will be there. And what glory and wonders the people of the right side. وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ. The people of, not the kuffar, they will be thrown into Jahannam before. The mu'mineen who committed gunas. And what disgrace and humiliation they will have. And then in front of Allah, وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ. No, in front the next. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. Those people who did the righteous deeds. And they raped them to do good. And all their description, what they will be there. And then, with regard to them, they will have the beautiful, Allah will, they'll have the Hurul Ain there. And وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَةٍ إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. And the Hurul Ain, how beautiful. The physical, the contours, and the physical shape, the figures, what it will be. How Allah Ta'ala will have made them. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا. Permanent virgins. Even after having relationships with them, forever it is your first night. Not one first night. Forever. Even here, if you get married the second time, it's not a first night. Your first night, everyone is given one first night. There's no... But there, every night is your first night. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُوبًا أَتْرَابًا. They are experts in love making. Those Hurul Ain, they know perfectly how to make love. One person told me that when wives in India, when they want to fill their ears of their husbands against their mothers, then they will let the husband lie between their thighs and they will feed the husband. And in the meantime, they say, your mother is like this and your mother is like this. She does this. She does. So, but which wife really knows the art of love making? Look forward to that. Stay away from all the haram and the street women. And see that what we will get there. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا. And the other, وَفَاكِهَةٍ لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَةٍ. No, the other. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. الله أكبر. وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون. This is what we sports here. What we big businesses, my big car and my big house. What is this? That is what we should strive for. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah has given us. Allah brought each one to the Islahi Jalsa because He wants to give it to us. Take it now. Don't leave it behind here. Allah give me tawfiq. Give us all tawfiq. Allah wants to make us not only His awliya. Allah wants us to enjoy His jannat. He has made the jannat for us. That's why He brought us here. That we hear the words of making tawbah and turning to Allah. And our wives will be the queens of the Hurul Een. When those Hurul Een are so beautiful, and what qualities, your wife will be the queen of them. One person, Maulana, gave bayan, and he told, you're going to get your wives back in Jannat also. So one old man came after the bayan, he said, Maulana, machi barabar sambra tu late. I can't hear properly. What did you say? He said, I may tell you. I told that your wives, you're going to get them. So he thought, he said, Pachi, take TV Jannat. What kind of a Jannat will be that if my wife is back there? So Maulana understood his wife is giving him uphill, giving him grief. See, it was sudri jahe. She will be changed. When she goes there, he thought, he said, it was ni sudri. E koi divas ni sudri. She will never change. Out of the question, she will change, and Allah will make her the queen of those women. When they will be so, they will be the maids in Jannat. And your wife will be the queen of them. What and what Allah will give. Where are we wasting our time? Kuffar sports, kicking a ball this side and that side. Going to the river and 2 o'clock in the morning with our gum boots in the water. And really we are now something. Running after animals, hunting. And running after any ashraful makhlukat, running after animal. And if not that animal, running after the animals on the dry land, looking for women on the streets all the time. Who we are and what we were supposed to do. Allah guide us to righteous. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسِ عَنِ الْهَوَى. The second thing, that this hawa, air. Where you running after air, your desires, your lust, it is just like zero. It is nothing whatsoever. And you running after that all the time. Your lust will do nothing. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazawmullah Khair should explain it so beautiful. All our lust, all our anger, it makes a big fool of us and it laughs at us. Hazrat said, for example, you are so cross with your wife. And you say, today I'll make kachumar out of you. Today nothing will be left out of you. I'll make mince out of you. And you are angry. There's nobody there. And you are saying, please hold me. Otherwise I'm going to kill this woman today. And the way you performing and that, suddenly a knock on the door. And when you peep from the peephole, it's your two brothers-in-law. And they are both in the army and they wear their army uniform also. And they got their guns also. At that time, suddenly now you go to your wife, you know, these things happen, man. And just forget it. Where your anger just suddenly just vanished, not even in thin air, more thin than thin air also. Your anger just went completely. Where did it go? It was just making a fool out of you. That I'm so angry. Fear we have to have. إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا. When people will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَتَفُورًا. Then the screaming of Jahannam and the anger of Jahannam. Why did you come into me? I don't want you here. You have come, you'll see how I'll treat you. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورًا. وَتَكَادُوا تَمَيَّزُوا مِنَ الْغَيْرِ. And it will be like Jahannam is going to burst with anger. Like when somebody is really angry, he himself feels my head is going to burst. I'm so angry. Jahannam will be on the verge of bursting with anger. And not only that, the people of Jahannam, وَهُمْ يَصْطَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. They will be screaming there. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا. Oh Allah, please take us out. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. We will now go and do good deeds. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. Didn't you get the chance? I gave you enough chance. and you didn't take heed, or now stay there in Jahannam and suffer in Jahannam. No mercy will be shown. In this dunya, we make tawbah, even if one teardrop doesn't come, with that sorrow in the heart, it moves the mercy of Allah. But in the akhirat, no matter, people will cry tears of blood, of tears, tears, and then of pus, and then of blood, but it won't move the mercy of Allah. And yeah, just your sorrow, and Allah will change us, will show His mercy upon us, and His great mercy. So that is what we have to worry. So, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Just have the fear, think of it, at night when we go and sleep, that Allahumma bismika amutu, I'm going to be dying, I'm going to be going in my qabr, what's going to happen? I'm going to face the day of Qiyamah, I will be facing pul sirat, and then Allah Ta'ala, you make a decision of goodness, save me from Jahannam. We can't imagine Jahannam for one moment. And all you have to do, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Just hawa you must save yourself from. That's all. What difficulty is it to save yourself from hawa? From air, from your lust, from your desires, all an imaginary thing. I must do this guna. I must masturbate. I have to go and gamble. Until that I can't. It's all. Manatanvi Jazahumullah Khair wrote, even you the worst drug addict, worst alcoholic, and you pray for your drug, you have the potential. Allah has given every person. You don't need rehab. You got it in you to save yourself. You just be firm. You're a coward. You are immature. You, that himmat you have got to save yourself, you're not using it. It is in you. Any guna, that woman there, your pawn, whatever, it isn't that I just go down. I can't save myself. You're a liar. You're an enemy of yourself. And every person, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. If we could not stay away from guna, Allah should have made exceptions. Allah should have said, you are helpless, you commit guna. No, you can. That's why Allah made it for us, you must stay away from. We can stay away, but we're not using that himmat of ours. We were in Holland in Jamaat, and the Imam Sahib, he was also like a foreigner, but from their own country, Morocco. So, one of our friends, we were in khidmat, and he was asking for milk, the Imam Sahib. He asked us for milk. So, I made a sign to my friend, let's give him. So, he told me, just keep quiet. Then afterwards, he told me, everything is not to be heard. You hear, but you don't hear. And that he asked you, he said, don't worry about him. So, like that, whatever people want and that, that gharaz of theirs, it is just in the air. It is just nothing really. If a person is earning 2,000 and if he gets 20,000, how much more has he got now? Gee. He got 10 more. From 2 to 20, not 18,000. Our arithmetic is also wrong. He just got another zero now. And what is a zero? A zero is a zero. And we are happy, and all that money, 18,000, going zero things. All waste of nothing, no benefit in it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we came to the Islahi Jalsa. Allah brought us. And Allah brought, mashallah, all the bayans of the ulama, so good bayans, really. We should try and collect them, listen to them over and over. And till they don't come into our lives, we should listen to them. And make amal, make tawbah from here, go with tawbah from here. Buy a chocolate for your wife and go and put it in her mouth when you enter. She will be shocked. One time in Stanga, I gave a bayan to the ladies in which I told that when the husband comes, if it is summer, then have a glass of juice ready. And put a rose petal on top and you present it to him. And you tidy yourself up, doll yourself up. And if it's winter, then you take a glass of hot soup and you present it to him. So I think first time and last time in my life, somebody heard my bayan and made amal immediately. There was Haji Muhammad Bhai Hansa, very good friend, passed away. Idris Hansa, his son also passed away. His son is there now, Maulana Muhammad. So anyway, his wife, Monana, her husband met me Isha time. He said, Monana, today something happened very strange in my life. What happened, Mohanbe? He said, I came home and my wife standing with a glass of juice and a rose petal. So I got a shock. I went back. What? This never happened in our world. Not the first night, not the first day, not the first year anniversary. Never happened. What? I asked, what is this? You put poison in there? You making some jadu on me? What is that? She said, no, you just have it. And then what, Kali? He told me that she told that one monana came. He said, this is how you must welcome your husband. And you'll get this all the time in Jannah. Yeah, we can't even dream about it. But Jannah, you'll get it all the time. The next morning, Fajr time, he said, the next day, he met me, after about 6 months or something. He said, Monana, you'll have to come repeat that bayan. It only happened that one day after that, it didn't happen again. So anyway, here is the opportunity for us to correct ourselves. And what the husband say, wife say, whenever the husband comes in the house, he comes with dasam. Dasam is one of the shaitans. And he is appointed to make the freak separate husband and wife. And whenever you enter your house, you don't read the du'as, then he enters with you. So immediately, you didn't do this. The children are still dirty. This you haven't done. That you still start fighting. And she won't keep quiet. She will also fight back again all the time. So this fight is just carrying on all the time. But if we make our islah and we go, you take a chocolate, you put it in her mouth, and you embrace her. If they, our sheikh say, don't embrace her in front of the children. They will think you're fighting with your mother, with their mother. And they will scream for help that what's happening here. So not in front of the children, but in private. Embrace her. When last did we embrace our wife? Was it only the honeymoon time? And after that now, when you just got married, when you put her in the car to sit, then you take her dress and you put it in properly. You close the door for her, everything. And after a few weeks or a few months, then you sit in your car and you hoot for her. And then she tells you, you dare hoot for me. You come and call me. But that now you just hoot for her. Now no more picking up the dress and putting it in and all that. Become, if we make our life correct, our whole life will be honeymoon. And our whole life will be respecting, honoring our wives. We don't need all this feminism and woman's rights and woman's love. Islam gave everything. And what a position Islam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Quran Sharif gave to woman. The highest which nobody in the world, never before that woman had that position. Never after that Islam is given woman. Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal, making true tawbah and really make dua that we can have our spiritual hospitals in every town and that work 24/7 completely, 12 months, 365 days of the year. All the time they must be operational. And Allah bring us great department and shoba of islah and nafs and khanqa ala manhajin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in the whole world. Those brothers who wanted to become bayat can come forward now. And those who are listening on live streaming and the ladies, they also can now repeat the words when we will be making